Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX, Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
A mixed bag today in grain futures. Corn and wheat were both lower, and soybeans were quite strong here as we wind down that November futures contract and begin trading the January as the front month. January futures were at 13.13, up 12 cents and 6 cents off of their high. The big talk in the soybean complex was the fact that it went through the highs from October 23rd and also traded above the 50-day moving average and closed about 10 cents over that 50-day moving average, which is 13.04 and a quarter. Now, we're still quite a bit off the highs for $14, which happened at the end of August and the very first of September. There's a few gaps up there around 13.75 that the market could go get. There's some talk about that as guys look for that as a possible target, but that's significantly higher from the current levels where we currently are. Then if you look at corn and wheat futures, really the corn is getting weak here. You know, we had a lot of fun short covering yesterday, and we saw an open interest, a decrease of about 13,000 contracts for corn. And that was the biggest single day decrease in open interest that I can recall, and I'm pretty sure on records. And then wheat futures weak as well, retracing about or coming down about 50 cents off the highs in July 14.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
We had several USDA reports this morning and then one this afternoon. The export inspections came in at 12.2 for wheat. They're looking for 11 to 16, so that was in the middle of the range. Corn came in at 16.7, which was considered bearish. The range was 29 to 34, so we were about half what we need to be in the corn. Soybeans came in at 79.69, which was bullish. The range was 60 to 70, so we were about 10 million bushels over the highest guess there. This afternoon, we have the crop progress and condition. We're expecting corn harvest to be about 85% complete. Beans at 92% complete, and then the winter wheat, good to excellent category, somewhere in line with last week, 63%, or maybe just a little bit better, somewhere between 63 and 65. Weather patterns here for the next 2 weeks, normal to below normal temperatures for the United States and the Midwest, normal precipitation. And if you look in South America, Brazil and Argentina both are calling for normal temperatures and normal rainfall, so not any big surprises on that front. And then the USDA announced this morning that 35,000 tons of bean oil sold to an unknown, and then 116,000 metric tons of beans were sold to China.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, December live cattle was down 7 cents at 132.67. November feeders were up 45 at 164.65. And December lean hogs were down 85 cents at 87.20. In the grain markets yesterday, Kansas City December wheat was down 3 cents at 703 and a quarter. Chicago December corn was off 2.5 at 432 and a quarter. And November soybeans were up 11 and a quarter at 13.19 and one quarter. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.